everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about... Like
the Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained... Like a virgin. ...since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
Splendid. I quite agree.
What about Like a Virgin on Triple J?
It is Friday and you're listening to Christian and Nick, and Heiser Kite are in the studio for Like a Virgin. Okay, yeah, good. Thank you, Christopher. That was the attempted whistle. That's the air that you had on the microphone just now. So we've got Ingrid on vocals. And Hello. Let me know if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly.
You can say Ingrid.
Like, Ingrid?
Yeah.
That's okay. Thank you very much. Marte?
Yes.
Is that okay?
It was a kind of Spanish way to say it.
Marte. How do you say it?
Marte.
Marte.
But it's like Martha, but with an E. Marte.
Marte. No? So yeah. Marte.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. And Christopher?
That's right.
Lovely to have you in. And Trond?
Yeah.
Great.
Really good.
Wonderful, wonderful. On drums. And then Ørstein. Hello.
On the synths.
On the synths. Okay, that's wonderful.
It's really, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to have you guys in here. We've been indulging in your music over the last little while, and it is truly such a pleasure. I've been saying that quite a lot, but I truly, truly mean that. Before, we were talking about breakfast, and you as a band also made breakfast together this morning. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
That's good.
Except Trond, he slept in a different room.
Oh,
that's so Trond.
That's so Trond. Yeah. He always does that.
Yeah, that's the drummer. That's the drummers for you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, so what did you end up having for breakfast, Trond?
I slept with a manager.
You slept with a manager. That is a certain breakfast. That's more like dessert. Oh, that's good. Well, it's such a pleasure, as we said, to have you in the studio. Welcome to Australia. How are you guys?
A little bit jet lagged.
That's fair enough.
I woke up at 5 this morning and just started to play games on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went training in the gym at the hotel.
That's good.
And I met the other guys from the healthy room. Christopher
is standing here. Good,
good. We worked out for an hour.
You got to stay fit on tour.
Yeah.
Up your energy levels.
We were sitting for like 30 hours on a plane, so it's good to just move a tiny bit.
Get
the blood flow going again.
Yeah, we're on tour a lot nowadays, okay. So we just get really... sloppy.
Soft.
Like a little bit soft.
Thank you so much for making it all the way over here to
That's
our
great.
Island.
So there's quite a mood in the room today. So you've obviously got all your instrumentation, the keys and the synths and the guitars and the more keys and vocals. But you've also got a bit of a lighting setup. Is that a fairly key part of your aesthetic and show?
Yes, because we have Ingrid with us.
Ingrid!
Over there.
Hello!
Another Ingrid.
Another
and
Ingrid.
She's a light designer. And
wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you guys think a lot about your lighting as you do your shows?
We feel stupid without her.
Really?
And naked.
You feel stupid and naked without Ingrid? That is full on. Well, I'm really glad that you're here.
Just for everyone who's listening in, can you maybe describe what you've got going on lighting-wise in here?
Well, these are... light bulbs, basically.
Yeah,
we got this small light bulbs that Ingrid controls for every show. We got these lamps that is not up right here now, but we bring them to every show, so it's sort of like a signature thing, and it makes us feel a little bit more pretty or something on stage.
It feels like
a whiskey bar in here, that's for sure. And which is a good thing. So I apparently you guys are fans of Nick Cave. Is this true?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Has any influence of his crept into your songwriting or anything like that? Or is it just something you appreciate from a distance?
I really listened a lot to that newest record while we were recording the album. And I tried to, you know, incorporate a bit of it, but it didn't happen.
So now we've got the opportunity to listen to Heiser Kite in the flesh, which we're really looking forward to. You're listening to Christian and Nick on Like a Virgin. And we're with Heiser Kite, and we're about to hear their song Since Last Wednesday.
Yeah, so take it away whenever you're ready, guys. Pumped.
He would never do graffiti or vandalize that hall.
stay. No one has seen or heard from him since last Wednesday. Oh, 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 oh.
Actually, one of the more special things I've ever seen
that is
live.
Incredible.
The vibe in the room then was, I got taken away to an entire another place.
Really?
Felt like a fairy was having sex with my ears.
Wow.
That was such a beautiful song.
That sounds both like really pleasurable and really disturbing. Like it sounds, yeah, truly that was so beautiful, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lyrically, that song's got quite a story, certainly in comparison to some of the other songs that I've heard you guys play. Is that about a person or a situation in particular?
No, it's not. It's never about any one particular.
Right.
It's just, you know, maybe inspired by something, but never about a person.
Naturally. Yeah. Even though that wasn't about anybody in particular, was it a story that you had in your mind as you were writing it?
No, I think it was a person that I had in mind, but it's not really about him or about... I don't think about him while singing it.
Sure.
But it was like this person that was like the inspiration for the plot of the song.
Mm. It's a very beautiful song. Thanks so much for playing it live. We're going to get a cover from you guys after the news. What we do is we generally ask people to give us a bit of a clue about what they're going to play next. So do you guys have a clue for what your cover's going to be?
Yes, we wish you a good winter.
Ooh. We wish you a good winter. All
yeah.
right. If anybody has any idea of what that clue might mean, feel free to text in on the text line. And right now we're going to go to the news. You're listening to Christian and Nick. We're filling in for Matt and Alex this week on Triple J. And we're here live with Heiserkite.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained since 1913
got two songs for you.
I quite agree.
What about Like a Virgin on Triple J?
It's Friday and we're in the studio for Like a Virgin, and we're joined by the beautiful High as a Kite. And we just heard Since Last Wednesday, which was such a moving song.
Very special moment for me personally. I sat here and warped to another plane of existence. There's five of you guys in the band. We've got a room full of Norwegians. What's the process for you guys when you're writing your music? Do you kind of do it together as a jam, or does, you know, Ingrid, do you start with an idea and bring it to the band? I'd love to know how it kind of works for you guys.
It's basically Ingrid who writes all the music and the lyrics, and she'll bring her demos into the band. And we, for this album, we actually made all of the arrangements and all of the parts in the studio with our producer. But basically, we'll get 15 songs from Ingrid on like 15 separate mails. Like, here's the songs.
Yeah.
Let's work something out.
That's so great.
And this album, was that all new stuff? Because you had another album out in 2012. Were there kind of song ideas that had been sitting around in your brain for a long time? Or was it all kind of new stuff that you developed since then?
It was all new stuff. Yeah,
right.
I think so.
Are you quite prolific? Do you write a lot?
No, since we recorded the album, I've been just stopped writing.
Yeah, right.
Because I was, I don't know, I've written it all.
Yeah, sure.
It was so many songs. And so now, maybe the last month, I've tried to write some new stuff, but it's still kind of empty.
Sure. Well, across the album, there's like these kind of nice, because you've got such a kind of, you know, this floaty, smooth sound, and it's got these kind of little bursts of percussion. And the percussion plays a big role in a lot of music. Is that something that you kind of have in mind whilst you're writing a song, of what a particular piece of percussion might sound like, or is that stuff that's peppered in later when everyone else gets involved?
I don't know, but I know that I play with Trun and that he likes to have a big part in the sound. So I think about that when I write. I have to be considerate of that. The drummer wants room.
To play. A bit of room to play.
All right, so you're going to be playing us a cover here. So before the news, we got the clue, which was...
What?
What was the clue again?
We wish you a good Christmas. No.
Oh, yeah, no. But we wish you that as well. It's not entirely wrong.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. What was that again?
I think it was we wish you a good winter a great winter.
That's what I imagine a Norwegian clue would sound like.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, it's time to reveal the song. And what will it be?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Heavenly Father by Bon Iver.
Oh, hey. what an excellent choice.
Cracker. So why this song? Why Bon Iver? Is there a story behind why you guys picked it?
Is there?
It's basically, we were on tour trying to find a cover, and we like Bon Iver. So, and Trun had just heard his new song, and we listened to it and liked it and thought that we might try to make something with this song in particular. So.
And just, Christopher, before you start the song, it seems like you're holding quite an interesting instrument there. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, let's get all marching band geeky.
Yeah, let's.
It's a trombone. It's just squashed together and put valves on it. So it's called a flugelbone.
A flugelbone?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was that.
Yeah, everyone thinks that.
It had a real flugelbone-y vibe to
it. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to hear the Bon Iver track.
Mm-hmm. So, take it away whenever you guys are ready.
Yeah.
Then you know your gift seemed heaven sent.
drop the note. To go another day as we learn to close. 'Cause I'm a known coward in a coward queen. But you're free now. You turn around.
Spectacular. Oh, I couldn't think of how your original could be topped, but it's been done.
Yeah.
That was...
Oh, man, that was so beautiful.
That flugelhorn was... working. That was special, Christopher.
And so what, do you sample you. That here? You kind of play that and sample it in?
Yeah, I use loops and harmonizers and bunch of reverbs and stuff, yeah.
Christopher looks like a musician slash hacker with all the kind of...
More hacker, actually.
More hacker.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For everyone at home, the lights during that song were kind of creating such a special mood in here. You'll be able to check it out when we upload the video online. But the lights came on when you guys started the song there. Were you controlling the lights?
Ingrid?
Ingrid?
Yes. Yeah, good work, Ingrid. That was great.
Yeah. It was very special. So you guys are in Australia at the moment on tour for your album Silent Treatment. You played in Sydney last night. And you're in Melbourne tomorrow night. That show's sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Look out.
Thank you.
It's very grown up of you guys.
Do you guys think you'll be returning to Australia anytime soon?
I think we are.
Yeah. Hopefully in the next 6 months we'll be back.
Oh, exciting. Really? So it sounds like there's a little bit of secret news at some point that maybe...
No, we're just hoping to be back in the next 6 months.
All right.
There's nothing out toward. We're just hoping. All right.
Just trying to be one of those journalists pushing for a little bit of... secret information.
We will spike Matt and Alex's drinks and hopefully make them unwell for the week that you're here so we can talk again. That would be really great.
Yeah.
That sounded pretty dark, hey?
Yeah. Yeah,
I was trying to sound all friendly and a little bit cute, but it wasn't that.
On that note, thank you so much, Heiserkite, for joining us. Thank you for playing your song and for playing your cover. And everyone should jump online and check out the videos.
It's so beautiful.
They'll be uploaded later in the day. Thank you, guys, and good luck down in Melbourne.
Thank you for having us.
And up next, we're going to find out who's going to be in for Like a Virgin next week. You're on Triple J.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Woo!